I'm Keith Peters reporting a judge has refused to restore the Associated Press's access to some media areas in the White House. Bob Agnew reports.
A judge on Monday declined to restore the AP's access to certain spaces at the White House normally open to the media, including the Oval Office. The wire service sued last week after its access was limited in a dispute over its refusal to use the term Gulf of America rather than Gulf of Mexico in its style book. U.S. District Judge Trevor McFadden refused to immediately restore AP access, but set an expedited hearing date for March 20th to hear arguments for a potential injunction. Bob Agnew reporting.
Voters strongly favor President Trump's plan to apprehend and deport illegal aliens. More from reporter Bernie Bennett.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 62% of likely U.S. voters approve of the Trump administration's program to find and deport immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally, including 41% who strongly approve, 36% disapprove, including 22% who strongly disapprove. The survey of 1,188 U.S. likely voters was conducted on February 16th through the 18th, 2025, by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points, with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The United States has split with its European allies by refusing to blame Russia for its invasion of Ukraine in votes on three UN resolutions Monday seeking an end to the three-year war. In the UN General Assembly, the U.S. voted against a resolution that called out Russia, demanding it withdraw troops from Ukraine. The U.S. then pushed for a Security Council resolution that acknowledged the tragic loss of life throughout the Russian-Ukraine conflict, but never mentioned Moscow's aggression. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 33 points. This is SRN News. Why do Americans homeschool?
The Pew Research Center has been asking that question, and the answers run the gamut. A lot of moms and dads say they teach their kids at home because they're concerned about the environment at their local school, while others want to direct the moral education of their children. Other parents want to specifically give their youngsters religious instruction, which isn't possible in traditional schools. About 3% of all American kids are homeschooled. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit filed by 17 states challenging federal rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions may proceed, a federal appeals court ruled. The Eighth Circuit Court's decision reverses the Eastern District's dismissal of the case in June due to lack of standing. Led by Republican state attorneys general in Tennessee and Arkansas, the states sued the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, challenging its rules. This is SRN News. Apple is planning to invest big time in the United States.
Apple plans to invest more than $500 billion in the United States over the next 4 years. That includes plans to hire 20,000 people and build a new server factory in Texas. The move comes just days after President Donald Trump said Apple CEO Tim Cook promised him that the tech giant's manufacturing would shift from Mexico to the U.S. Trump noted the company was doing so to avoid paying tariffs. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The U.S. imposed sanctions on dozens of people and oil tankers across China, the United Arab Emirates, India, and other jurisdictions for allegedly helping to finance Iran and its support for militant groups that launch attacks against the U.S. and its allies. This is the second round of sanctions imposed on Iranian oil. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.